Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about schools. And in this case, there's a story out of, where was it?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Connecticut, where a homeless woman
She had been sentenced to 5 years in prison.
5 years in prison.
Because she enrolled her son in the wrong school district.
Well, whatever the wrong school district, I mean, she's homeless.
Yeah.
Her friend's house. She used her friend's house and friend's address to enroll her kid in school. Hopefully to get him out of, probably to get him away from an awful school into a better school. You know, there you go.
If you were a parent, wouldn't you do the same thing if you could? So, in 2011, Tanya McDowell wanted a better education for her then 5-year-old son, Andrew, and enrolled him in an elementary school in the neighboring town of Norwalk, using her son's babysitter's address for registration papers. So, her son's babysitter was the address they used.
Okay.
At the time, she and her son were living out of her van and homeless shelters and spending nights at an apartment in Bridgeport, the Connecticut Post reported. The mother was arrested and charged with first-degree larceny and sentenced to 5 years behind bars for the, quote, stolen education. So they charged her with stealing an education for her kid.
Yeah, that's the idea. And, look, I mean, I can see how a community would say if a whole bunch of people from some other community came here and, you know, did whatever, then it'd be bad. And that's true.
It stretched their resources, certainly.
Yeah, but it also presumes that everybody's doing it when everybody's not doing it. You know, mostly people want to send their kid to a place that's convenient to them. They don't want to drive an hour to drop their kid off, drive an hour back, and then drive an hour to pick their kid up, and then drive an hour back. It's 4 hours.
Yeah, especially if you live out of your van, you know?
Yeah.
So, quote, who would have thought that wanting a good education for my son would put me in this predicament, McDowell said. She was also facing drug charges that she later served time for. In court at her sentencing, she said, quote, I have no regrets seeking a better education for him. I do regret my participation in this drug case.
Right, and they, of course, wrap all these things together, yeah. So it all looks like, you know, one big thing. And, you know, I think I understand. There's also a point that, so they're calling this theft. Let's not forget that it is unlikely that her kid resulted in the splitting of a class into two classes.
Yeah,
so
it's unlikely.
This is important that, you know, say they've got some cap on the numbers. 25 seems to be a pretty common one. I think it's too much, but whatever. 25 students per class. Unless her kid was the 26th kid and required them to pay another teacher to do another thing, then, and like, not only does it mean that, you know, so if it, say it's one class, well, in this case, it's kindergarten.
Right.
So in kindergarten, it's likely you just have the one teacher, as I recall. So, you know, unless he was the 26th kid and they then had to split the kids into 13 and 13 and hire another teacher, then no money really, you know, happened.
Pencils, the marginal cost is minimal.
It's marginal. Right? There's more.
That's why they call it marginal.
Right. There's more, you know, pieces of paper to color on, more crayons, like, you know, one kid's worth more of crayons, one kid's more pencils, but not much. That's about it.
That's about it.
And that's not a heck of a lot. You also haven't convinced me that she didn't. That a homeless one didn't actually live there. I mean, what address was she supposed to use?
Yeah, if you're homeless, I mean, what address do you use? This is a little disturbing because, you know, I've been homeless. I don't know if you have, but a lot of us have.
Well, I don't know what, you know, even how to define homeless necessarily at any given time. I mean, there's times when, you know, I'm couch surfing or whatever. So, I mean, if you want to call it that, sure. You know, I mean, have I slept in my car? Well, yeah, under certain circumstances, but none of them I would call homelessness.
Yeah, I have slept in my car on road trips, but, you know.
Right, that kind of thing. I could usually call upon somebody to help me out in, you know, any given circumstance. So I'd never quite been there. You know, when I was, of course, at my financial lowest was when I exited prison. And my, you know, mother, of course, had a place for me to stay. And I, you know, eternally grateful for that, you know, bit of largesse that she gave me. But, you know, moms tend to do those kind of things.
Yeah, that's what they're there for, right?
And, but I think that it's important to note that during that time frame, I lived at, you know, her address, but I had been using her address as my residence for years before that. And then for a few years after, until I bought a house that I was like, this is where I live. That, you know, I mean, that gets a little complicated.
This is my permanent address now.
Right.
If you don't have a permanent address, what are you supposed to do?
By 30, I had pretty much come up with a permanent address, but I had more or less used that address from the time I was quite young till 30. So, you know, I was lying at some points. And no one ever decided that it was worth coming after me for it and charging me with larceny. I suppose somebody in the Manatee County School District could claim that I had stolen an education by choosing to go to one high school over another, where my grandmother's house was versus where my mother's house was. But I think that whatever amount of resources are spent putting this woman in jail are misplaced.
Far exceeded the value of the so-called stolen education.
I mean,
this is just, to me, this is just criminalizing poverty. Because, you know, she could have parked her van in the other town and she would have theoretically been fine.
Right, she could have parked it at the babysitter's house, spent the night there, and then everything's cool. And who knows how many times she did that. I don't know the answer to that. It's a very difficult situation, and clearly it does look like criminalizing poverty. All she wanted was the best education she could get for her son, and anybody who holds her responsible for, you know, criminally responsible for that seems like a bad person to me.
You know, it's the system. That's what it does.
That's what it does. I don't understand how she could have gotten herself caught up in this without. But I guess there were some drug charges too. And that's the difficulty is that these things get murky because they pile charges on.
That's what prosecutors do.
So, we found some drugs in the car. So now everything that you say is you know, wrong, and we can go after that. So, for instance, I had a friend, Derek J, who had some charges brought against him that he could have fought and won, but he had some charges that brought against him that he could not fight and win. So, going to court and beating half the charges would have likely resulted in more time and energy spent in dealing with the problems than the probationary period that they gave him for everything. So they found him guilty for everything, gave him probation for it, and off they went. In the case of a homeless person, they know that there's not going to be a lawyer involved, so they can do whatever they want, and they do. And, you know, any dollars that are spent on this lady are complete waste. Prisons should be held for people who commit violent crimes. Or I'm willing to go a little further and say, you know, if somebody simply can't learn their lesson, like a thief, a burglar that just keeps breaking into places, you know, first you give them, you know, first they have to pay everything back and fix damages, and then they have to, you know, there's some kind of punitive damages, and then, you know, probation isn't working, house arrest isn't working, then all right, stop breaking into houses or you're going to prison. And then, you know, throw them in prison and see if that works. Mind you, it doesn't.
Because it doesn't know it.
Burglars appear to be the highest on recidivist levels. They beat out pedophiles, which everybody would have you believe are the most dangerous people as far as recidivism goes. No, not so much. Burglars are. And I suspect that's because it's coupled with drug addiction. You know, they got to get that crack or heroin or whatever.
Yeah, you got to get fixed somehow.
And, yeah.
That's a whole other war on drugs issue, Sue.
That's true. And that problem, some of those problems could be solved in that case. But some people will still break into houses. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines. You go to discord.freetalklive.com. There's a link there to download the app, use the app, and we've got three call-in lines. We're going to be taking call there from there coming up, Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail? Not in a real jail, but a virtual jail because of your job, your stressful business, or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about schools here. It just keeps on given this particular topic, but you're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want, as Tritium has done. We'll get to Tritium here in just a moment. Want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is a great source for finding out about cryptocurrencies. Generally, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, specifically, they write the best news in that sphere, from what I've seen, and I think you're going to love it. Go to Bitcoin.com. If you're new, they've got a getting started section there. That's awesome. They'll tell you how to get a wallet, what Bitcoin is, all about it. You'll understand as thoroughly as you need to understand very quickly. Obviously, this is a topic that you can continue digging into for a very, very, very long time. But the amount of knowledge you get is not nearly so much as that first 10 minutes. You know, yep. In that first 10 minutes, you can understand what Bitcoin is. If you go to Bitcoin.com, get a wallet, get some free Bitcoin, buy some Bitcoin. You can do it with a credit card there at Bitcoin.com. It's awesome. Plus, they have local.bitcoin.com. It'll allow you to get your Bitcoin Cash without having to pay a fee. Yep. Bitcoin.com promotes Bitcoin Cash because they believe it to be, well, it is, faster, easier to use, and a whole variety of things as far as the other cryptocurrencies out there. So Bitcoin.com, find out about what they've got going on there. Let's go to the phones, Discord. Tritium, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I called last night, and I just wanted to, talk some more about the free market and everything.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, when I was calling last night, I know you were on, Mark, we talked about how, the status and the people on the liberal or the center-left camp or whatever, we have a kind of a realistic route towards single payer, and we might say people don't necessarily see a realistic route to the a free market solution. And to some extent, I kind of agreed with that. I guess
I do agree that the route to single payer is more clear and easier than the route out of what we've got. So let's talk about what we have. People will often say we have a free market in medicine in the United States, and then nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, we don't.
The medical system before Obamacare was three out of every $4 that was spent in medicine at the time was spent by the government. Now it's 7/8. And a universal healthcare system is obviously 1/8 is a shorter route than 7/8.
Yeah.
So I will agree that it's probably easier and that likely universal healthcare is coming down the pike. Will it be a good thing for the American people? In the short term, a lot of people who cannot get, who claim to not be able to get medical care will be able to get it. And those are the things that will be trumpeted. And like Social Security, once it's implemented, it will be completely unimplementable. You can't get rid of it. It's like a tick. Yeah. It's burrowed in, and it's not going anywhere.
It'll be stuck there forever.
In the long run,
at the same time,
what you'll see.
At the same time.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
In the long run, what you'll see is a diminishment in research and development because the profit motive won't be there in the same way as it was, and the largest medical market in the world will be now universal. And what I don't understand, what I'll never understand, as a person who picked up and moved for more liberty by moving to New Hampshire for the Great Freedom Migration, I will never understand how somebody who wants universal health care and says everything's great in Denmark just doesn't pick up and move to Denmark.
Yeah, but we don't have we're not Denmark. This country's not Denmark. This country's totally owned by the corporations. What you got to understand in this country is that when government does redistribution, it's not. There's no left wing system in this country. It's pure profit for the medical companies, because what they do is they, unlike these other countries like you mentioned, Denmark and European countries, they don't negotiate down the price as you would if you were buying in massive bulk, in bulk for the entire population. Perhaps
who's they? The government?
The government does negotiate down the price with
absolutely it does. Sure. Absolutely. Medicare and Medicaid costs are negotiated, yeah?
They're negotiated, but they're not negotiated to the point where they're not negotiated to the point as they are to other countries. There's still a massive guaranteed profit. So what you what you'll see is that those countries, those companies will through their representatives in Congress will write the law not to maximize the utility to the people in there, but they'll write the law to maximize the benefit to themselves, and we'll get a clunky bureaucratic system that doesn't work for us, but it'll work for someone.
Well, it'll work for some people, and it'll not work for other people, like the Canadian guy who has recently committed assisted suicide because he wasn't getting the treatment he wanted to get from their national healthcare system, or the baby that was killed in England. There's some really stunning examples out there of people who got poor service from their medical systems, but people generally are like, hey, I want free medical, so there it is. I had free medical in prison. It sucked. I don't want it again.
Yeah, I suspect that it works for some people at the very, very top, but not for the vast majority of the people actually recipients of the system.
I think that's probably a factor, sure.
Yeah, I think the actual solution would be involving moving to New Hampshire, because Ian interjected about moving to New Hampshire, as he always will. And, the only thing you can honestly do through a legislator to actually bring about freedom, in my opinion, in regards to a lot of these things, is to negate the enforcement arm of the state, because the enforcement arm of the state is what allows them to actually, interject themselves into what would otherwise be free markets. So I'm a real
I'm not
big
sure about
of,
that.
Asking the government to give up its guns? They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that. But Europe,
the federal government would be a problem.
Europe has a pretty lax policing systems. Let's take Germany, for instance. Their cops didn't shoot anybody. So as far as an enforcement arm goes, how exactly do you intend to, neuter this enforcement arm so that suddenly the free market can just spring to life?
Well, it's the only thing I can see that could possibly be effective. So,
move to Mexico.
I'm sure they
if you want free market in medicine, move to Mexico.
Yeah, they can't enforce their regulations, and we're talking about economic regulations. Really, some of the most damaging laws, in regards to, especially something like healthcare, are these economic regulations. So I'm really a big proponent of an anti-capitalist libertarian philosophy referred to known as agorism. I think it's been mentioned a lot on the show.
I have usually very little use for this idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I have very little use for this idea.
Really, the counter-economics argument?
Right, the counter-economy. And we've got... I definitely want to have this conversation.
Yes.
Because
I know you know the All-Expo guy, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. I'll have those conversations with you. Tritium, hold the line, if you would. So here it is. Libertarian tears apart agorism, or agorist tears apart libertarian. We'll see what goes on. Now, I don't want to make it a fight, but, whatever. Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Houthi rebels claim that their drones took out Saudi Arabia's biggest oil facility. He says they're lying and that they have evidence that Iran carried out the attack. There's new satellite imagery showing whoever carried out the airstrike used sophisticated technology. How this will affect what you pay at the pump is still an open question.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the extent of the damage at the Saudi facility is still unknown.
Some even believe that the duration of a price spike could be quite short if the U.S. and other countries release strategic petroleum reserves in order to stave off an extreme price spike.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers are on strike against General Motors. There's ongoing talks between the company and the union to end the strike. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This hour is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Just got a call here from Tritium. Let's see if we can pull Tritium back up here. Tritium, can you hear me? Tritium, can you hear me now?
I'm here now. I had that muted just in case.
Nothing. Thank you. Appreciate the producer help there. So I hate to call something a debate that's not, right? Debates are structured. They have, we have winners and losers, people vote, that kind of thing. So I'm going to call this a discussion. But the discussion is basically agorism versus libertarianism. And there's a lot of parallels between these two. Basically, it's an implementation styles. Libertarianism may be more focused on political intervention, whereas agorism would eschew political intervention and go for more direct action kind of stuff. So I'm going to take just a brief second to describe sort of libertarianism as what I believe it to be. Libertarianism is a moral belief that eschews violence for solutions to problems. Initiatory violence. So you can use violence to protect yourself, but otherwise, no. And many libertarians try to use the political system to not much success throughout the United States, but more happening all the time. And in New Hampshire, there are, libertarians that have had a modicum of success here. Some things have been passed, that kind of thing. Go ahead, Tritium, go ahead and define agorism so I'm not creating straw man.
Yeah, agorism is basically what I would refer to as an adjective form, libertarian or anarchist, free market oriented anarchist philosophy centered around several things. Basically, opposing the status quo economic system, whatever you want to call that, and centered around this idea of counter economics, or the counter economy, and the agora, the open marketplace, where people basically conduct exchange business relations outside of the state-regulated structures and the economic system that's in place in our society.
So first salvo, I would say, is we have read here on the air that the counter-economy is alive and well globally, that something in the neighborhood of 3 out of every 4 transactions on the planet happen in the counter economy. No taxes are paid on it. Nobody knows about the transactions. Just like, you know, here, you give me some money, I'll give you this thing. And that is obviously lower in the United States. And I would presume that most of those transactions, that of those 3 out of 4 transactions, that those are probably the smaller 3 out of 4 transactions. So I'm going to concede that maybe the biggest of transactions are recorded.
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
It's just an idea. I don't know. But at this point, agorists have won. I mean, if you've got 75% implementation of your ideas, then, as far as I can tell, you've already won the game. So what's winning look like? It looks like what we have today, which is what agorists complain about. So I would say that it's an unwinnable, it's an unsuitable idea because you guys have already got implementation. Go ahead, return.
Well, if you don't consider the state coercive structure and their economic system that we have in our society to be like a natural outgrowth, then yeah, you could say that any exchange that goes on outside the system is actually actually agorism. But I mean, agorism is the idea of a promotion of that, as opposed to working within the system. So, of course, you know, you're definitely engaging in this kind of exchange if you're not working within their artificially imposed system imposed by violence. But in order to – how do we get the remainder of the so-called white economy for people to compete and lower prices, increase quality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera – you know, without working within their system. That's the idea of the agora and promoting agorism.
So, yeah, right. So agora says that, you know, that you got to convince some people to work with that, you know, outside the system or whatever. I just don't, you got 75% implementation, so you've already won, and this is what winning looks like. Okay, next thing.
I call it a victory. I mean,
no, this is not a victory. That's why I say that agorism is a non-revolutionary idea set. And here's my second point. I had a farm for quite some time. I grew my food. There were some days when I would have meals that were entirely constructed of food that had been grown on my farm, in my garden, from my pigs. Allah forgive me, Tritium. The state never quaked in its boots. It never cared that I didn't pay taxes on the meals that I was eating because it was doing fine. And the small amount that a few libertarians that have gotten disenchanted with the political process, usually without ever having really tried their very hard anyway, but the ones that became disenchanted and decided, well, let's try agorism. This Conkin guy, came up with this idea back in the 70s, and, well, it hasn't done anything yet. Maybe they'll do something now. Time for concession. Bitcoin is agorism winning the lottery. So cryptocurrencies basically are an agorist project, and starting with Bitcoin, and they were successful, wildly successful. And I don't know. I mean, I think there's some differences between currency and other stuff. Like, for instance, I can choose to send my kid to a school that is not a government school. They don't care. They care whether I pay or not, but that's not, you know, agorism doesn't really have a solution for me. Well, live in a boat, live in an RV. You don't have to pay taxes or something. They just don't have good solutions for this stuff, and I don't see any answers.
I'm not for living in a boat, live in an RV.
Hold on, one at a time.
Go ahead.
I don't think those are the problems agorism is trying to solve, though.
What problems are agorism trying to solve? Give me a problem, and I'll give you a solution.
The problem I see that agorism is well suited to solve is the problem where government wants to at least know about every transaction
sure.
you make, or wants to take a cut of it.
But the government already understands that they're trying to implement more transactional oversight. There's no doubt about that. And yes, I want them to have as little as possible. But, I buy a car. I don't report the right amount of the price so that the government takes less tax from me or
something.
Yeah,
how about that car for a dollar?
Whoopie-doo. You know, I've been doing this agorism thing for years, and nobody cares. They don't care. There's no there's no end game here. There's no at all. Finally, this is what victory looks like. It's like dodge taxes. Step one, dodge taxes. Step two, we're not sure on. Step three, victory. You know, and there's no plan here. This is not a plan. This is a complaint by disenchanted libertarians.
Well, I think there's a lot of anarchist economic theory that's just kind of missing from that that involves the system we have. So you were creating food outside of the system, and obviously you're one person, and one person is not a movement. But let me tell you about another group of anarchists that are creating, do-it-yourself in the basement molecular reactors that can create any simple molecule, much of the pharmaceutical repertoire that's being used in medicine, and they can do it for pennies or for dollars,
yep.
for medicines that are protected by IP that cost technology developed by government money given to private interest, the medicines that cost $753,000 a pop. They can create the EpiPens that cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars for just a few dollars.
Can I not go through Canadian drug sites and get these drugs for significantly less without having to contact?
I'm talking about significantly less than that. Firearms 3D printed. People are making everything. When you can manufacture and create items that you can exchange or for yourself in your basement instead of going through the gate-kept economic system that we have now. It's all about deconstructing the economic system that we have now. When you can grow the plants that's your medicine instead of the inferior addictive products that...
Tritium, I'm going to leave it right there. I think you've made a good argument.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with that.
855-450-3733.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind.
That doesn't matter if you dropped your phone.
Yeah, no big deal. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
And, I can tell you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a product that I've been taking for probably close to a month now. A friend of ours, friend of the show, Riley Blake, guy who does our digest, works for the company. And that's how we got hooked up with him. And I think, for me, one of their best products, I'm taking one of their products that is the supplement that includes spices that are supposed to, I don't know, make digestion better and make you healthier and things like that. And I haven't noticed any big change, but I eat a pretty good diet, and it makes my smoothies taste better. So, I'm down. Secondly, they have the fruits and vegetable tablets, so fruit capsules and vegetable capsules. They're separate. If you take 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of nutrition. Some days we can't hit those numbers that we'd like to hit as far as vegetables go, and there's no overdosing on vegetables. I have yet to hear, ever.
I don't think it's possible.
A doctor or nutritional expert say, well, you're just eating too many vegetables. You're going to have to eat more Fritos. I don't know, whatever their advice is.
Yeah, never happened.
Yeah, great product. It's food, not drugs. Go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. It's discount code FTL at balanceofnature.com. So, from NPR.org, not exactly a conservative rag there. To prevent school shootings, districts are surveilling students' online lives.
Hmm. As if this is going to help.
Well, yeah. But it allows them to surveil students' online lives.
It's a good excuse. Well, somebody might become a school shooter, so we need to know what you're doing on social media, and we need to know what you're doing at home. We need to know what you're doing all the time.
That's what they do, right? They never let a crisis go to waste. In a photo taken last March, a teenage boy is sitting at his desk. with a plastic pellet gun that looks like an AR-15. This is an airsoft rifle, and it's propped up on the arm of the chair, pointing at the ceiling, and the boy, Eric, is looking at the camera. We're not going to use his name, his last name, to protect his privacy. So, this is a toy.
Mm-hmm. A little airsoft gun like lots of kids have.
Now, for those that don't know what an airsoft gun is, what is it?
It's kind of a replica gun that shoots little tiny pellets.
Now, they have an orange barrel, though, distinguish.
They have an orange barrel or an orange tip, and if you look at them, you'll see the orange flash, and you'll know it's not a real gun.
Right.
It doesn't shoot bullets.
Right. It looks like regular guns, but it's made of plastic, generally, and it shoots a plastic pellet. Now, when I hear pellet, I think of a pellet gun, which could kill a fox, maybe a badger, you know, this sort of size animal. Most fowl.
Mm.
But these pellets are pellets, but they're plastic pellets. They're round, large round BBs. So like a BB is smaller than this. It might put a welt on you. Probably will put a welt on you, but
won't even pierce the skin.
Right. If it hits you in the eye, I suppose there could be some damage, but, you know, you're supposed to, when playing airsoft, you're supposed to be wearing goggles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and, yep, shoot your friend in the butt, and they'll know that they were hit. That's the idea. Eric's friend took, Eric's friend took the picture, and at the time, Eric says he didn't realize his friend had captioned the photo. Don't come to school Monday. And it's sent it to others on Snapchat.
Oh, that explains so much. I'd heard this story a few months ago, and I didn't understand why everyone had gone nuts over it, but now it makes sense. So his friend does something, makes a stupid, horrible joke, and it just spiraled out of control from there.
I don't think he really had the intention of getting me in trouble, Eric says. These are young boys. They don't really understand all the jokes, all the problems their jokes can cause. But Eric, who's now in 10th grade, did get in trouble. He explained his friend's post as dark humor. Someone reported the photo to the Miami-Dade County Public Schools, where Eric's a student, two police officers, and Eric's principal took him out of class to question him. I was terrified. They think I wanted to shoot up the school, and I didn't. I didn't want that at all. Eric was recommended for expulsion. His parents fought it, explaining that he didn't take the picture, caption it, or send it to anyone himself. Ultimately, he was moved from his A-rated magnet school to a different school with a C rating. So he was...
They did kick him out of the magnet school.
Right. Can't have you in the good school, getting good grades, and doing well.
Go back to the mediocre school where...
Where what? We don't care if you shoot the kids?
Yeah.
Exactly what?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's go to the phones here. Kirby calling in from Indy. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Thanks, Kirby.
I'm going to be as quick as I can. I heard you mention just a moment ago about mass shootings and this thing with this young kid you're talking about. I went to go pick up a gun 2 weeks ago that I had ordered, and I'm in this gun store filling out my paperwork, and I'm talking to the clerk, and he brought up that what was at the time the latest mass shooting, I guess, was Odessa.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he said, you know what would stop people from doing this? I go, what?
He's got a solution. Said, excellent.
Yeah. He said if the government would stop driving people to desperation and pay attention to its people's needs.
That's such a good point.
Well, yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, that point needs...
You're dealing with a government.
Right. It's completely... I mean, they're irresponsible for meeting your needs, so why would they? I mean, you know, it's just people don't do that if they don't have to.
Is that what we pay them for? Because I looked at my check yesterday, and Uncle Sam got 28% of it before I got a dime.
Yeah, you know? I think that that's what they pay. You pay them for. However, they if they actually implemented a program to meet people's needs, I'd be terrified of what the results would be.
You ever heard of the Veterans Administration?
Mark. What? What's that?
You ever heard of the Veterans Administration? VA.
Yeah,
I bet Kirby has.
And they get rent. They. How do I put this so that it's clean enough for the radio? They get sand pounded up in them on a regular basis. I understand the governments are just here for themselves. But right now, we the people need to stand up and tell our government to shut up and sit down.
The more we can tell them that, the better. But we have such a terrible system for informing them. We'll be getting the presidential election, which is probably the way that people find to be the most effective way to communicate to their government. And, you know, I saw a friend post today on Facebook that she's in the Elizabeth Warren camp, but she'll take anybody over this despicable waste of a human being or whatever, referring to Trump. And, you know, in the world where I'm choosing between two terrible choices for president, it's not like I can really send a message like, get out of my life. There won't be the get out of my life option really isn't there.
Yeah, that's not on the ballot.
Or at the very least, it's the Libertarian and, you know, not enough people vote for him.
You know, I understand, you know, last presidential election, I opted out. I couldn't vote for the lesser of two evils. I refuse to do that anymore. We can make our government listen, but it's going to require us all to unite and say, hey, we're not going to work this day or this day or this day until you straighten up.
Yeah, union activities would absolutely work, like a union of taxpayers. That would absolutely put the government on notice, and it's been tried. I really wish somebody would implement it properly. I don't know it's been effectively tried since the internet age, and we now have the best communication tool we've ever had in our lives, so maybe. I'm for it.
We are so divided. America,
yes.
We are already in the balkanization of America.
Yeah.
We are eight different nations. We are, just in my black community, four or five different nations that will, that can agree on what the problem is, but refuse to even talk about a solution because everyone has their idea and everyone else's is wrong. We need to choose our leaders by lottery and pick the plumber to be the president.
Right.
That'd work a lot better.
Joe Plumber would do a much better job as our president than Donald J. Trump.
I vote for Kirby.
Or Barack Obama.
you got my vote, Kirby. Thanks for the call.
I've got too many skeletons in my closet that I can't run.
Same here.
Don't we all?
Thanks for the call, Kirby. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think about Kirby's ideas? Is it a solution? 855-450-FREE.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.